You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win was 23-10, now 3-1. Andros Townsend to score and Crystal Palace to win was 6-1. It's now 8-1. Derek, Leicester have fared slightly better coming out of the Champions League than going into it this season. And their latest heavy defeat came at Stamford Bridge last weekend. They are unbeaten in their last 19 home games in the Premier League, though. They've won 12 of those. That's the longest unbeaten run at home in the top flight since Chelsea's 21-game streak ended back in August 2015. Different proposition, Leicester, on the back of another win in the Champions League to nil.
Yeah, incredible. More points in the Champions League than they have in the Premier League this season after only three games. Quite incredible, that. And incredible also the difference between their home and away form. It is almost as if, given that they're in the Champions League and they want to do well, they know they're not going to win the league. It's as if Claudio Ranieri gives them the day off whenever they play away from home, you know, just to make things easier for them. It seems that way. The way they performed against Liverpool, Manchester and Chelsea, they were absolutely woeful. And yet they do nothing wrong at home. You know, Palace should be bigger for this fixture, shouldn't they? At the home of the reigning champions, they should be a bigger price than they are, especially on the back of a tame defeat by West Ham last week. But I'm still going to go for them, you know. I just can't be backing Leicester. People go for Leicester at these kind of prices. But there's something not right for me. I know they've won at home, but they haven't beaten anything of note, have they, Leicester? Palace, incidentally, have won two of their last three league games against reigning Premier League champions. They beat Man City in April last year. And Chelsea a few months before that, you know, quite incredible that. So there's no reason they should be scared of going to Leicester, a very beatable Leicester. I looked at the fixture before I saw the price and thought, oh yes, this fits my bill. Palace away from home at a big price. 11-4 doesn't fit the bill. It's too short. But I'm going against the grain here. I think Palace will win this and I'm going to back them.
Okay, Crystal Palace for Derek. I'm surprised at that, Tom. I must admit, 11-4 Crystal Palace to win the game. Your thoughts on this?
Well, Palace have, you know, they've done really well, obviously, the last sort of few weeks up until that game against West Ham. And actually, I thought they were playing really well. And you know, I backed them a few times. But what worried me was Pardew's comments after the game. He basically said when West Ham went in front, we ran out of ideas. Well, they went in front on 19 minutes. They're at home. It's, you know, it's an all London affair. I expected a lot more from Palace, and they weren't great. A trend that worries me a bit about Palace is well, their four defeats this season have all been to nil. And I kind of look at this game, and I think it's set up between two sides who want to play exactly the same way. Ranieri's got to go back to basics in some respect. He's got to try and take Leicester back to where they were last year because they've clearly been distracted, and understandably so, and even Ranieri said it himself, the priority is the Champions League. But I think what they'll want to do in this game is sit back, soak it up, and hit on the counter-attack. Well, that's exactly what Palace want to do away from home. That's been Pardew's method at Palace for a few years now, especially with the kind of players he's got. It fits the bill. He's got to get a tune out of Jamie Vardy because, you know, he's been on his book tours. He's been on all the WH Smiths around the country and signing these books. And I don't know where his head is at. So he's got to try and get a tune out of him again, Ranieri. So I think there's, I wouldn't necessarily say pressure on Leicester because they're not in a relegation fight, far from it. But they have to... They have to kind of string some results together, and they've been doing that okay at home. I'm not sure about this game. I still think Palace are in decent enough form, but I'm with Derek. 11-4. I'm not as convinced that they'll win the game. I'm gonna plump for the draw here, and I think both sides will cancel each other out. I think both sides, neither of them want the ball. And I think that could make for quite a dull game, or certainly a low-scoring game as well. I mean, my other way of playing this would be under 2.5 goals.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.